And we have the man himself on the line. Welcome, Mark O'Neill from thewineplace.es. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, we're going to do an Ask the Expert corner now. So if anybody wants to ask you any questions about wine, they can call in on 952-78-4000 or they can email studio@talkradioeurope.com. Whilst people are thinking about their question, I'd like to ask you 10 misconceptions about wine, if that's okay.
I'll do my best.
Okay, putting you on the spot here. First of all, is it true that if you buy a screw cap wine as opposed to a cork, they're normally cheaper or lower quality wines?
Not true.
Oh.
Let me explain why. Because wines that come from the New World, Australia, New Zealand, particularly Australia, New Zealand, also Chile, most of the production there is done with screw cap. And the reason for that was because over the years there were many problems with corks. You get cork taint, which is when the wine smells a bit like I don't know, woody, or not woody, rather, it has a on-off taint. It smells moldy, like mushroomy. And that is because of the taint of the cork. So in order to avoid that, many producers switch to screw cap.
So why would it have been corked in the first place?
Because the cork, you can have a very small bacteria can spoil the cork, and just it takes a tiny little bit and can destroy the whole wine.
Okay.
And there's nothing really you can do. Things are changing now. The corks are getting much better quality, but I know people from the UK will be more familiar with corks, whereas people here in Spain, it's quite difficult for them when they're buying some of the wines, or we're tasting some wines of mine, and they say, a screw cap? Are you serious?
It's unusual, isn't it?
It is very unusual. No, trust me, it makes no difference if it's in a cork or a screw cap.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. And is this a misconception? Expensive wines are always better than cheap wines?
It is a misconception. I'll tell you. Of course, I'm talking in general terms. There are the more expensive wines, you could generally speak, they should be much better. But in terms of which wines you prefer, when I do tastings, I'd never talk about price. We just taste the wines, and with the general public, you know, people who enjoy tasting wines, and I can guarantee that the favorite wine will not be the most expensive wine. So quite often people think they have to spend a lot of money to get a good wine. But it's more important, find the wine you like, and that often does not require spending a lot of money.
Yeah, everybody's taste is different, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a very personal thing, and that is a crucial point, Celine. It is a personal preference. When people say to me, oh, is this a good wine? I say, well, do you like it or do you not like it? You know, I can give you my opinion. I can tell you what the wine is, tell you how it's made, the quality, etc. However, the crucial thing is, do you like it? And that's what I try to help people find, is that the style of wine that suits them best.
Yeah. So what about, we often hear about aged wine. So we hear that, you know, the older the wine, the better. Is that true?
That's also not quite true. Either certain wines are made for aging, like the classic from Bordeaux or the really top Rioja Gran Reservas. They are made to be aged and be kept for many years. But most wines, I would say like 80-90% of the wines, are made to be consumed within 2 years from having been bottled. It was quite funny. I was in Ireland a little while ago, and my mother pulled out a bottle of wine that I had made here in Spain. I think it was from 1984, and I was thinking, my God, what's that? Well, it's one of your wines. I thought it should be very good by now. I said, no. You can't even cook. Many people think, oh, the longer you keep it, the better it will get. Not so.
Oh, wow. How interesting. I just mentioned cooking. Are you only supposed to use the cheapest wines for cooking?
It's funny you should ask that, because this morning I was in the central market in Valencia, and on one of the wine stands, I saw the cooking bottle of organic cooking wine, 10 euros. And I'm thinking, I spoke to the lady working, and I said, do people honestly buy that? I said, yeah, you'd be surprised. I said, but what? The rule of thumb when it comes to cooking with wine, rather than cooking with wine, if it doesn't taste good, how is that going to improve the dish? or the salt.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Because most people keep wine, it's either, because if you keep wine open for a couple of days, it becomes, it loses its aromas, it loses its flavor, and then if you keep it, if you leave it for a couple more days, it starts to become slightly, you know, tart, slightly vinegary. So therefore, you want to, once you pull the cork out and you're having a glass of wine while you're cooking, only use wine that it is pleasant to drink. I'm not saying use the very best stuff, but don't use stuff you wouldn't drink.
And does it, does the flavour and the wine change much when it's heated? Because obviously if you're cooking with it, it's getting hot. Does that make a huge difference?
What the importance with the heat is that it boils off the alcohol.
Ah.
Because alcohol boils off at 78 degrees, so you want to get rid of the alcohol, but you want to have the, what, the red wine or the whatever, the red wine particularly adds added complexity, adds flavor to the particular sauce. So okay. At the same time, you don't want a wine that's way overly oaky, because that's going to, it depends on the type of sauce, but certainly you want something which is, it just adds that extra little bit of oomph to the sauce you're making.
Mm. And are sweetness and fruitiness the same thing?
Do you know, how do you like your wine? When you ask for a wine, if I was to say to you, Sydney, what sort of wine do you like?
I like a dry white normally. I like a Rueda or a Pinot Grigio,
okay,
or a Rioja, white Rioja.
Now, you see, these are dry wines, but people get confused with dry, sweetness and fruitiness. If you get a wine, like if you take a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, for example, it has a very grassy, but also has a very citrus flavor, and those lovely flavors people can interpret, oh, is that sweetness? Is that sweet wine? No. It's actually not. Those are the natural flavors of the wine, but it's actually bone dry. We determine the sweetness when it comes to the residual sugar. That is quite often that's left in the wine following the fermentation, or it can be added afterwards. But generally speaking, sweetness and fruitiness are not the same thing. You want a dry wine, but I want a fruity wine. So it has a nice sensation of sweetness, but it doesn't have the sweet sensation that on your palate.
Mm. I think I need to come on one of your courses and get some lessons.
I would be delighted for you to come on one of my courses.
So what about for those of us that are trying to shed a few pounds, does red wine have fewer calories than white wine?
That's an interesting question. Does red wine have more calories than white wine? Well, the calorie in wine comes from the alcohol and the residual sugar. So if people think that red wine has more calories than white wine, I can understand why they would think that. However, because red wines in general, generally speaking, not always, but generally have a slightly higher alcohol level. So with the higher alcohol, you have more calories.
Mm.
So it's more you pay more attention to the alcohol level rather than the color of the wine. And then certainly with cheaper wines, and this is, you have to be a little bit careful, particularly, I know in the UK we had lots and lots of these very competitively priced, for want of a better expression, Australian and California wines, and they have a lot of residual sugar to give that false sensation of fruitiness, which is actually sweetness, and that sugar.
Oh, that's crafty, isn't it?
That's very crafty. So people mistake that. Oh, I like that fruitiness. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
therefore,
yeah,
the wines you mentioned, those very nice for the way this, that, you know, they have nice, natural, the sweetness, sweet sensation comes from the fruit, not from the sugar.
Right. Interesting. I'd like to like red wine. I've never found a red wine that I like. That's why I always go for a white. But I need to try a few more, maybe.
But no, it's funny you say that. A friend of mine here, she said to me the other day, Mark, I read your articles and stuff in the paper, and you know something? I like a glass of, I like, you know, beer or whatever, but I don't like wine. Why is that? And I said, that's because there's a very, you like many people have not found the right wine for you to start.
Yeah.
Because, there's no other way around this, but you just got to taste lots of things.
And presumably,
until you find what you like.
Yeah, it's going to be great fun trying them all. But presumably there are so many different sorts.
So it's very complicated, and life's complicated enough without thinking, what am I going to have now? So, yeah, but that's true. So what I try to do is just, I listen to, you know, I talk to people and I say, okay, well, you don't need to know anything about wine, but tell me, how do you like your tea? You know, do you have it with do you like a strong tea? Do you like weak tea? Do you have it with sugar? And with that information, I can, okay, that with that, I can help them to select the wine to begin with to help them on their way. But there's no other way, but you have to do a little work. You do have to taste.
Yeah. Wine and cheese party, I think one of those.
Wine and cheese, good idea.
Good. I think I know the answer to this one because I think we've spoken about it before, but we generally think that white wine with chicken or fish and red wine with red meat. Is that true?
It is not true. It is. There's no scientific reason that you should put red wine with meat and white wine with fish. The reason why these sauces are the we think this way is because for customs, you know. But if you like red wine and you want to have it with your fish, why not? But my suggestion is not all red wines are suitable to have all fish. What you want to find is a balance. It doesn't matter if it's red or white wine. You don't want the wine or the fish or the meat to overpower one or other, to overpower each other. So it's about balance and preferences.
Yeah. As you say, it's everybody's taste. It's a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, if I say to you, you know, hey, I particularly, I mean, this happens a lot. You know, I was doing a tasting here recently, and I like aromatic wines. Like I was tasting a Gewürztraminer Straminer, and someone said, oh, I don't like that at all. I said, that's fine, but it's a nice wine. And I'm glad you're able to tell me you don't like the wine, because that's as important as knowing what you don't like is as important as knowing what you do like. So.
Yeah. And I've heard conflicting opinions on this, so I'll go with what you say as the expert, Mark. Uncork a wine to let it breathe. Should you do that?
That, depending on the wine, certainly if you have an aged wine, like if you get a Rioja, Gran Reserva, or a wine, the Spanish wine says Reserva or Gran Reserva, this wine has spent a lot of time in bottle. So in order for it to open, it is a good idea to take the cork out. If you have a decanter, decant it, but if not, leave it, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour before you drink it, because it just allows some of the air to get into the wine, and that helps it to open up a little bit.
Okay, I've got two.
But not all wines. If you've got a very young wine, you don't need to wait very long. Just crack it open and drink it.
And does it matter whether it's red or white?
Generally speaking, when we talk about letting the wines breathe, we're talking red wine.
Yeah.
However, for the older white wines, if you're talking like a nice German Riesling, which has been, you know, these have the potential to age forever, for years. You know, therefore, if it has been a longer time, the wine's been in bottle, you really want to give it a bit of time to open up a bit, to let the aromas come out.
Well, for anybody that has just joined us or that might have just got to their destination and might be just leaving us, just to let you know that we are talking to Mark O'Neill from thewineplace.es. You can get all your wines there. We'll tell you a bit more about that shortly. My ninth question is, organic wines presumably have no chemicals, so they're better for you, Mark.
This is a tricky one, Nina, because people think organic wines, they have no chemicals. Actually, the law does not allow growers to use chemicals in the vineyards. However, they are allowed to use sulfites, which is a preservative. When they bottle the wine, it helps stop the wine from becoming oxidized or going off. So if you are, so that is, it means sulfur dioxide is added to wine just before it's bottled. This is something which some people I know are intolerant to sulfur dioxide, but you get it in lots of products, not just wine. I mean, in prepared foods and soft drinks, you get. So when people think there are no chemicals in organic or biodynamic wines, well, you will have some sulfites.
Okay.
So it's something to just bear in mind.
Yeah.
However, just from my perspective, I'm actually asthmatic. And if you've got a wine that's too high in sulfur dioxide, you can notice a tightness in your chest. So it's something which people, you know, sometimes think, oh, why does this wine not feel quite so agreeable to me? And that could be a factor.
Okay. Well, my final question to you, Mark, is rosé wines. Are they of lesser quality than reds and whites?
Oh, that's a good question. It's funny absolutely not. Because people think that, oh, rosé, well, if I can't think, is it a mix between a white and a red? No, it's not. Actually, to make good rosé wine, because the rosé wine is effectively red grapes. The color comes from the skin of the grapes, and the rosé is because the juice has been less contact with the skins, so it extracts less color from the grapes. So that means they have to have a very gentle press in the winery. Actually, to make a very good rosé, it's more expensive than a red wine because you can only get the first juice that comes off with the lightest color.
Ah, I see. That's how it's done. Okay.
That's how it's done, yeah. The good rosés, yeah.
Wow, I'm learning so much. I love our chats. Now, we do have Christmas coming up. People are going to want to buy wine. Tell us a bit about thewineplace.es.
Well, I have just released this week my Mark O'Neill selection of wines for Christmas. So they are just packs of three, because people ask me, this is not because people do ask me, Mark, I want a selection of wines for a friend, but I don't want to spend too much. I said, I understand that. And my recommendation, if someone says, I have, I don't know, 40 euros, 50 euros, whatever, my suggestion is don't get one very good wine that costs a lot. It's better to buy a selection of wines, three wines or four wines, just so that you can say to somebody, here's something I've thought of about you. Here's a selection of wines that I think you're going to enjoy. And in fact, if you have a pack of three wines, you have three presents in one.
Yeah. Really,
and
nice
that's
idea.
Because my suggestion is with everyone is, you know, don't buy the three of the same, because if you like a wine, you want to try something else and then come back to that wine again. And that's at the wine place. That's what we try to do. You know, to get people to have the confidence in my choices. I said, that's my recommendation for this week or for this month, and then come back and try something else next time.
So it's thewineplace.es. People literally go online and can either have a chat with you or order from you there.
Yes, and while we are based here in Valencia, we distribute all over Spain, and there is nowhere that there is no question. There's no silly question. You don't need to know anything about wine, but you have to be curious. That's very important. Yeah. And open-minded.
Yeah, sure. Well, we look forward to next week when you will be recommending a wine to go with our recipe. But for now, Mark O'Neill, thewineplace.es, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Selena.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mark O'Neill, owner of thewineplace.es, your online store for international wines. Thewineplace.es, sponsor of Selena's Culinary Corner on Lifestyles.